coming up on TMS PM in the AM. Someone needs to fight the dark arts.
How far can you turn your head around?
Vegas robot done what? Vegas robot bus did bad.
Yeah, it did. Bring watermelon, get fired.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM in the AM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
Not true.
TMS PM.
Fake news. It really is fake news. It's the morning. It's 8:35 a.m. That's in the morning time on November 10th. Why, you say? Because...
Make the morning stream in the morning again.
Oh my gosh, I got to tell you, I watched, Nicole recommended that Hulu documentary, Too Funny to Fail.
Yeah.
I watched it last night, and it is awesome, really good. Speaking of Louis C.K., he's all up in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he used to write for those guys. What was my point? What was my point? I was going to tell you a thing. I had a point. What was my point?
Something about my Trump impersonation.
If you haven't heard Dana Carvey, who's now like 61 or something, if you haven't heard his impression of Trump, you are missing out. It is so good.
Okay, cool.
It's so good.
He did an interview on Howard Stern a few weeks ago. And all right, complete confession time. I loved Dana Carvey initially on SNL. I thought he was great. I thought his impersonations and the characters he'd come up with were fantastic. There was one character that I wish that they would have continued with, which was Massive Head Wound Harry.
Oh, yeah,
Massive
Head Wound Harry.
They only did one ever episode of Massive Head Wound Harry.
Yeah, that was a Robert Smigel written sketch. They talked about it on The Thing last night.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm definitely going to watch that.
Yeah.
But then it seemed like once Church Lady... And a couple of his other things, his Bush and his Perot started to get super popular.
Yeah.
It felt like he was phoning it in. It felt like he was doing impressions of his impressions. Because like he'd come out and do the George Bush thing and go, I'm George Bush. Me, ha, he, yeah. I was like, all right, that's not a George Bush thing. Now you're just basically proving that you can come out on stage, do whatever you want, and people are going to laugh.
Yeah.
And
I think there's some truth to that.
But then, and so I kind of wrote him off for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I heard this interview with him on Howard Stern. And you know what? Totally turned me around. Dude, I have so much respect for the guy and everything that he went through. I think it was partially that. It was a little bit of that Live from Saturday Night Live book. Because there were some of the other cast members who were saying similar things about Carvey. I think Lovitz was saying, you know, all that guy would have to do is just get on stage and people would laugh.
speaking of a guy who's only really got one note also.
Acting. Right.
That's all he ever did was that voice.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so I'm turned around about Dana Carvey.
Well, you should watch his thing. It's good. It's not even really just about him. That thing's about Stephen Colbert and Steve Carell and
Smigel and
freaking Louis C.K. is all up in it. He was like 20 something young writer for that show. And they had who else? Other people you'll recognize that all went on to bigger things. Oh, Charlie Kaufman, of all people.
Oh,
wrote for that
show.
The
director?
The Spotless Mind, a Mona Lisa, or whatever the hell that thing was called.
Not Spotless Mind. That was...
Wasn't it?
No, that was the music video director, Michel Gondry.
Oh, right. Yeah. Hold on.
But he did the other ones that are like the Adaptation.
Yeah, Being John Malkovich, right?
Being John Malkovich, yes. Exactly.
Yeah, that's
very similar. It's very similar in like, hey, I'm just going to come up with the weirdest damn thing I can come up with. And
yeah, he wrote for the Dana Carvey show, this thing that lasted a whole 8 episodes. And I was laughing my head off. There's some really funny stuff in there. So watch it.
It's on my list.
Yeah, definitely watch it.
I'll watch that, and you can watch more than 15 seconds of The Orville.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to watch more than just that alien blurping blue goo out of his face.
I certainly don't want to spoil anything, but they pull a little bit of a Darren with that blue alien, because you see him later.
Oh, he's not the same guy?
And the actor that plays him later is freaking amazing, the person they get. So that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it there.
Okay, but he starts out not that guy.
Starts out not that actor.
Okay. He's
like, you know, apparently they probably initially thought, one joke thing, blurk, like out of his head.
All right.
I don't know who played him in the pilot, but.
Yeah, I have no idea. Literally, this is as far as I am in the show.
I know. Exactly.
So, all right, I'll watch for that. Hey, I got an announcement to make.
Yeah.
Before we get to the news today, TMSPM is moving. Now, Jeannie.
Jeannie? We need to really prepare Jeannie and have her sit down.
Yeah,
by the way.
Everyone just calm down for a second. Don't get it crazy. It's not too nuts. We are moving it a day. Turns out Thursdays are banana times. They've gotten crazier and crazier for me. And we really could use a little breathing space in our Thursday.
Right.
So instead of doubling up and doing two in one day, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start doing them on Friday. They won't be in the morning like this at 8:30. It won't be an a.m. show, okay? It'll still be p.m. But we're thinking 1:30 in the afternoon Mountain Time, which is what? What is that? That's
3:30 p.m. Eastern. That's 12:30 p.m. Pacific.
Yep. It's p.m. in the entire country we live in.
Right. That's that true. Point, yes.
Which is what I wanted to make sure happened. So it'll be nestled right in the center of, like, I have the instance in the morning, I have that, and then I have Current Geek later in the evening.
It'll be cool because, you know, people will be able to go right from the instance, have a sandwich, and then roll right into TMSPM.
Yeah, because you guys aren't doing anything. You're just sitting around. You're just waiting for us to stream more stuff, so why not just roll right in?
Jeannie approves. Jeannie says, okay.
All right. Yeah, it wasn't anything too crazy. It wasn't like I was going to go, we're going to be doing it at 3 a.m. on a Monday. It's not like that. So it'll help space things out. Now, the additional advantage is it'll be posted the minute I finish it on Fridays, which means you don't have to wait a day or anything like you do now. Like, it's just the way we were doing it before was a little bit stilted and weird. It always was, but now that Thursdays have gotten more and more crazy, I've got, like, multiple meetings that day that it's what screwed me up yesterday. That's why I couldn't do it. And so after talking to Brian about when to move it, and we talked about this morning, I went, you know what, why aren't we just being more liberal about where that moves? So that's what we're doing. We don't know what it means for a couple of guests and stuff, but we're working on that. But we'll let you know. So there's that. There's the big news. That's some big news right there.
That is big news. It's total big news.
Yeah,
but
huge news.
It's not fake news either.
Nope. It's real news, like this stuff.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
All right, let's talk about the evening news. There's a something weird going on in Saudi Arabia. Would you like to hear about that?
Gosh, yes.
Okay. They have a defense against the dark arts department. There
Mr.
in the government.
Potter, please put down your wand and open your books to chapter
32. Find those detonators.
Oh, God. Oh, don't shoot me. You're one of them.
Bill Clay. What was the name? Bill Clay. Oh, my gosh. I need to watch that again. I think I need to make that a point this Christmas.
That's a Christmas, it's your Christmas, one of your Christmas films.
Yeah, I didn't do it
and
last
then you
year.
You can watch Rick go after what's her face from Keira Knightley from Pirates of the Caribbean, professing her love to her via cue cards.
No. Oh, right. Oh, I love that one. That's the Love Actually one, right?
It is Love Actually.
Yeah,
yes,
it's
exactly.
Got the your prime minister played by. You remember the heady days when. When actors would have affairs that were consensual with adult women.
With hookers?
Yeah. Yeah. Or hookers. Yeah. They weren't you know, going after 14-year-olds or young boys or any of that. Remember that?
Or starlets, you know, trying to make it in this business, mm-hmm. and they take advantage of that fact. I know. Hugh Grant's whole scandal seems just so quaint now, right? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even his scandals are bumbling and quaint.
Yeah. They're kind of cute. Kind of cute and weirdly handsome, you know.
What was, God, I mean, but cheating on Elizabeth, not Hurley.
Yeah,
Elizabeth Hurley?
Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah. Criminy. Who, why? Who does that? Seriously.
I love the word criminy.
Criminy.
My dad said criminy every 5 seconds, I swear. He was always going, criminy. He'd go, Donna, criminy. But he was mad at my mom for something. I'd be like, oh, where's mom? Oh, she bought a thing. Ah, criminy, Donna, he'd say.
criminy. Criminy. I think it's I thought it was like a North, like a Minnesota, Montana, or a North Dakota kind of thing. Oh, criminy.
Oh, could be. Oh,
at least sometimes when I say it, I'll say it with that little accent. Crepes. Oh, crepes is the other one.
Yeah, crepes. Crepes. I should have got the undercoat. Should have gotten that undercoat. What's it called? The undercoat. No, the underpainting.
Should have paid for the undercare.
What's that called?
You're a liar, Mr. Lendergaard.
What's that called? You got to get that. Oh, no, you got to get that true coat. That's what it was.
True coat. Okay.
Yeah. I'm mixing it with the
undercarriage.
But I'm mixing it with that Seinfeld episode where Putty's trying to talk him into getting some kind of underpainting or under deal. Yeah, it's a typo.
Right. Hey, what's happening in Saudi Arabia, Scott?
Here's what's going on. In the midst of Riyadh's latest anti-corruption purge, this has been in the news. Mm-hmm. Carried out by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salam. Salam.
It's Salman, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like salmon, the way we'd spell salmon.
Without a no.
Yeah. Right. It's a misspelling of salmon. a government body elsewhere was giving a course in an alternative form of evil hiding between the walls, black magic. The Committee for the Promotion of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice concluded a training program on Wednesday called, quote, the development of scientific skills in the fight against witchcraft. The course.
Do you have a lens cleaning cloth in front of you?
No.
Take off your gunners.
Yeah.
Get your little lens cleaning cloth.
My gunners are a little gooey today. Actually, they are. Look at that. Might be part of the problem. The word collude and conclude and continue.
Salami. Salmon.
Salmon. All of this is making me hungry. I haven't had breakfast.
Aww.
Although I'm not really a fish guy in the morning. It's too early to get a fish sandwich.
You don't do the bagels and lox?
No. That's weird. You don't think that's weird? I think that's weird.
Do you never have kippers for breakfast?
No.
Mummy dear?
No. What am I, like a freaking... am I like a Monty Python sketch from 1978? No. Sounds awful.
It does sound awful, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Kippers? I've never had kippers for breakfast, but I don't know how.
Aren't kippers basically fish jerky? Isn't that what that is? It's like a dead dry fish?
I have no
fish.
Idea. I always assumed it was more like sardines. Like, you ate them skin and all.
Yeah. I have no idea. I'm not up on my kipper tech.
Pickled,
yeah. I do like pickled things.
I do like lox, though. I do like bagels and lox.
Anyway, they believe in warlocks and wizards, so they're trying to stop them. That's the bottom
really
line.
Really quick related tangent here.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about this, but Niantic, the makers of the Pokemon Go franchise, have announced that they're creating a new one for 2018 that's based on Harry Potter. Like, basically Harry Potter Go, but I don't know if it's going to be called that.
Dangerous creatures and where to find them.
Kind of, yeah, right? Where you basically are, you're out in the wild with AR. And this is totally playing off the whole AR and all that new AR stuff that iOS is improving.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a Pokemon Go style game based on the Harry Potter world. I have no idea how it's going to work, but I assume it's, you know, you're going to be a wizard and you're working your way up to being a master wizard and you're catching beasts.
Yeah, catching beasts, catching Patronuses or Patroni, as you might say.
Mm-hmm. Or Patron Silver or Patron...
Yeah, or just Patron, just straight up Patron.
Despacito.
Yeah, gin and juice.
Reposado.
I'm curious how that'll be. I'll play that. Yeah. I'll give that a shot. Why not?
Sure.
I don't know if I'll... we'll see. There's other stuff down the... somebody else is working on something. The Walking Dead's got something coming?
Oh, really? Well, they've already got like the... They've been advertising the crap out of it on anything you watch AMC-wise on their app. And it's in coordination with Mountain Dew, you collect walkers, and then they insert them into videos, little short videos that you can make. So, like, you're running around down the street, and oh my gosh, there's a walker after you, and it's just inserted via AR, and so you can make these little videos of like zombies attacking you.
This might be what I'm thinking of then.
It could be.
I think that's maybe the thing I heard about. That doesn't sound as interesting. I want to catch stuff and keep it and have a collection. And
the thing is, the Pokemon universe is established, and there's like all these things that especially Pokemon fans know, like, oh, Gen 4 has Tepelagadi, which has like wings and a big beak and blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
And Harry Potter world, they can just invent as many as they want, but they're not. I don't know, the fact that they're not already established and there's not like a, hey, here's, I've completed set one kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how well that's going to
be. Yeah, very curious. Like the gameplay around, you're right, there's no established thing for that, so we don't know what that's going to look like.
For a game that's based on collecting things, the fact that you've already got that collection already existing in other media helps tremendously to promote your game, whereas creating a brand new collection, there's a competitor out there called Draconius Go, where they've done the same thing. I mean, it is like a complete ripoff of Pokemon Go, just template lifted right from Pokemon Go with new creatures. And
did any good?
I have no idea. I haven't downloaded and played it, but the video, like this video shows, is like, oh, okay, the balls are a different color. The gyms look a little bit different. The Pokestops are called something else, and they look a little bit different.
You throw a ball at things?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's really.
Yeah, it is 100% just like Pokemon Go.
Right. Yeah. But it's anyway. But it's all geolocated stuff, and you're. It is.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Maybe that's not as hard to make as we all think it is.
I guess not.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what I would play more. Well, whatever. The Harry Potter thing actually has interest for me.
Like a Marvel-based one. I'm trying to think of how you do that with the.
What's the thing in the lore?
Shield registry. You're the Shield. You're Agent Coulson, and you're trying to add superheroes to the Shield registry.
Oh, okay. Getting heroes. I see. That's interesting.
Yeah, and you collect the different heroes when you see them out in the wild doing good things. And
that's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah. I could do that. I'd play that. And also, there's probably something in like Marvel lore where it's like, oh, we got to go find all the pieces to the shattered stone of Monkey Bean. And once we do that,
you could do all the, but there's only six gems in the Infinity Gauntlet.
That's true. So that would be dumb. But maybe the gauntlet's all busted up and in pieces all over the place.
You
got to
find all the different shards and stuff. That's true.
Yeah, there's a possibility. Although that sounds boring too, because they're just getting shards.
It kind of does, yeah. I found a blue gem just sitting there.
I don't know. Maybe Harry Potter's best suited for this, given the the creature
maybe
business.
Maybe because the whole wand thing of like, Bactonius McBenderis.
Bactonius McBenderis. Oh, I love that. When I'm in Spain, I go to McDonald's and I get the Mac Benderis. It's really good.
It's so delicious.
A boy in the news can turn his head 180 degrees. I only share this story because I want to show this photo to the chat room.
Oh, geez. Now I got to look.
This is something else, this kid. Here we go. Look at that.
Oh!
Yeah.
I don't like that one bit.
I know. It seems like that shouldn't be possible, but he can turn his head 180 degrees, so literally be facing backwards.
Okay, I don't want to get technical here. I don't want to flex my powers of math.
Yeah,
but if he can do that going both directions, then he can basically turn his head 360 degrees.
Interesting. You're correct.
Like he right now, this picture is showing him turning his head 180 degrees from facing straight forward. Like technically, I can turn my head 180 degrees if I look left and right. That's 180 degrees right there.
Yeah, you're right. I think what it means is that's interesting because they're pivoting it on his spinal column,
right?
In a way that is not supposed to be possible. It's very odd.
Yeah.
And he's only doing it the one direction, I've noticed. There's not the other direction, so maybe he can only do it that way.
Maybe he can only do it that way. Oh, geez, some of these other pictures.
Yeah, they're it's crazy. I'm going to play this little video. Let's see what this looks like, because you can see him doing it live here. Oh, my gosh, kid. Wow. That just doesn't seem right.
No.
I don't know why this music is so obnoxious. You really need the freaking techno EDM...
Of course they do, sure.
All right, let me skip ahead here. Oh, my, there he goes again. And he can kind of leave it there. Oh, that is just not right. I'm getting a headache looking at it. Okay, that kid's a weirdo. Oh, and he can. What? He's doing another thing. He's not. They buried the lead. Hold on.
What?
Okay. In the video. In the video, if you watch it.
What time do I need to?
Go to 40 seconds in.
40 seconds in. Okay.
He starts to. He steps over his own arm. What's he doing?
Oh, basically like keeping his hands together and using his hands as like a giant jump rope.
Yeah.
I've seen people do that though.
I've never seen that. All right, he's a music sucked. It was not good. I like techno even. That was not good. All right. Moving on. It was a self-driving shuttle bus thing that was in Vegas. Everybody was talking about it for weeks. It was supposed to be this awesome new thing, and everyone was stoked. And
I love it.
Robot-driven, no people in there except the passengers. Very exciting. And they launched it with a bunch of hullabaloo and had an official like sort of christening moment. And then they sent it on its way, and it crashed its first day. Yeah. Carrying several passengers, by the way.
I don't know what that means. Why do they have the word "several" in quotes?
I don't know. Carrying, quote, several, unquote, passengers.
Right.
What does that
several
mean?
Several passengers.
Is that they're using it the way Trump does quotes. He doesn't understand how they work.
He doesn't know how they work.
No. Let's see. Nobody was injured in the accident. City official says it was the fault of the human driver of the lorry.
It was, yes. It was a truck that was backing out of a thing and didn't... I guess wasn't going where he should have been going to back out of an area. Yeah. And
First day.
I mean, the self-driving shuttle should be able to have a little sensor that says, oh, car in front must stop. Beep, beep.
Was it in front or by the side? Was it a side shot? Because I don't know if I can do anything if it's
a side shot. Yeah. Oh, it could have been a side shot. Like this thing kind of ran into the side of it. Yeah, that may be it.
And it doesn't know where to go if that happens. It doesn't know. I mean, not that it doesn't know. It just can't move. Like it's still just on four tires and. If it's in traffic, what are you going to do?
Right.
Let's see. The shuttle is the first of its kind to be used on public roads in the U.S. The collision comes a day after Waymo, owned by Google's parent company Alphabet, announced it's launching a fully self-driving fleet of taxis in Phoenix, Arizona. The Las Vegas shuttle, designed to ferry passengers to the famous strip, uses a system developed by Navya, I think is how you'd say it.
Navya, yeah.
It's a French company also testing its technology in London. The shuttle carries up to 15 people and has a maximum speed of 45 kilometers per hour. Kilometers, rather. But typically travels around 25. A spokesman for the city of Las Vegas told the BBC the crash was a, quote, fender bender, a minor collision, and that the shuttle would likely be back and on the road on Thursday after some routine diagnostic tests. So no word as to whether that happened yesterday or not, but maybe it's back and everything's fine.
Hmm.
Who knows?
Would you trust that? So you're in Vegas. You're like, honey, well, we could call an Uber, but let's go ahead and just, hop on the driverless shuttle that goes up to the other end of the strip.
I'm all in on driverless everything. I'm all good.
Yeah.
Yep. No worries here. I think people are way more dangerous than robots. Yeah,
as proven by this, that you don't have to worry so much about the driverless shuttle as you do the people driving around the driverless shuttle.
Yeah, I get the feeling, and we don't have the details here, but I get the feeling that if somebody was driving this just like a normal bus, they would have been hit also. It doesn't
probably
matter.
Hit the same thing, yeah.
So it's just easy to make it a story because it was a driverless thing, and that somehow that's supposed to mean that this is all a bunch of garbage, but the truth is... We kill like some 30,000 of us a day or whatever the number is, 3,000. I forget what the number is, but it's awful. Our freeway accident stuff in this country has always been bad. Mm-hmm. And everyone just sort of accepts it as a risk of mass transportation. Well, we get to a place where it's automated and that goes down to like nothing hardly.
Yeah.
Like
right.
I'm all in. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
It's that halfway point, right? It's like all that gray area between a few driverless cars on the road and all driverless cars on the road. Mm-hmm. It's that middle ground of like some driverless cars on the road and the driver cars are idiots and run into them.
Yeah. I mean, you almost need new infrastructure to have their own lanes or something, or I don't know.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. Right.
So we'll see. I'm very excited about that whole prospect though. I am not a crusty old guy about this. I want a driverless future.
Totally, totally. I want to hop in a car and say, take me to Vegas. And then I can sit there and play Hearthstone or read a book or watch a movie the whole way, several movies, the whole way there.
Yeah, like when I go to on Vegas trips, wouldn't it be nice to just be in a thing where I could say to the robot when we get to St. George, hey, pull over, I need to pee.
Yeah,
and just,
right.
You pull over, you pee, you get back in,
nope,
you lay in the back.
You should have gone before we left.
I told you. How many times?
I reminded you.
I'm going to turn this car around if you don't knock it off back there.
I asked when we stopped in Beaver if you needed to go to the bathroom. Now is a good time, and you didn't. So sit there.
So F you, we're going all the way in.
You made your bed.
Beep, beep, boop, beep.
I'm driving all the way to Vegas.
That's my favorite. My favorite robot voice is the one that's like,
"Lock your beds, aren't dead."
Like that. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Totally, yeah. It's the Flight of the Conchords nasal bot.
We came to your planet, and the humans are dead.
That I love that.
It's almost a throw down your weapon.
Yeah, throw down your weapon. I really like it. It's the steering wheel in WALL-E has this voice.
And, oh, really? Okay.
And I love that thing's voice. It's this like awful late 70s modulated robot voice. It's so good.
How about your Robert Picardo Johnny Cab for being your driverless car?
Does he have to be so freaked out looking? Like,
hi, welcome to your driverless car.
Ah, sit back in the car. Like, it's too much. Like, too
and
much.
Freak out when you don't give him a tip?
Nah, I don't want that. Here's what I want. I want a nice, soothing. You know, I know what I want. I want Kate Blanchett's voice, and I want it throughout the car. When I get in, it'll go, boom. Thank you for driving.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you go see Thor last night?
No, because we didn't have time. But I'm going to go.
Are you gonna see it before Kim leaves?
Yeah, we're going to. Maybe. If not, the kids and I are going no matter what. So we're going either sometime. Probably not tonight because we got things tonight. Mm-hmm. Trying to think. What else? It's probably going to have to be Saturday, which means Kim will be gone. Yeah, I'm taking the kids Saturday. That's the deal.
There you go. Saturday's the deal.
Well.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's coming up. Let's take a break. When we come back. App time, Twitter questions, all that stuff. It's a PM edition, folks. That's what you get. We'll do that in a minute, though, because Brian has a music-y thing to play. Music-y thing.
A music-y thing. Mm. I do. This one actually came to us from a listener for India in the Middle. Andreas Mendieta wrote in and said, "Hello, Brian and Scott. My name is Andreas, and I'm turning 24 on Saturday, November 18th. My birthday request, if possible, I know we're a week early, but that's all right. We'll live with it, would be a single from my band on the Thursday before, AM or PM. Or the following week." Boy, I really messed that up, didn't I, Andreas? Mm. "I recently joined a new pop punk band as the vocalist, frontman, lyricist, and we've been in studio crafting our debut EP. I've been personally in love with our project since I joined, and whilst playing shows, others in our pop punk scene sympathize. We completed our first single, Snurk Work, in September, which you can find on YouTube. And if you could play our song in TMS, I'd be forever indebted to Lord Coverville and the Master Haberdasher of Frog Pants. Forever a fan since the instance prepped me for Wrath of the Lich King, and the morning stream has kept me sane in this world not long after that. Thank you both for the tremendous work you do and for the amazing company you keep on your shows. Love the Tadpool, and of course, love the show, though."
Mm.
And a quick note, there is an F-bomb at the 2 minutes and 16 seconds mark.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know that now.
Yeah.
So you can edit it. I listened to it, I can confirm.
Yeah. They're easy for me. As soon as I hear them, I just hit this little mark thing, and then I go back later, and it's easy.
Perfect. Yep. You'll love this if you love bands like Newfound Glory, Fallout Boy, Day to Remember, Story So Far, and The Wonder Years. All those are inspirations for these guys. Here is the band Dig Deep by Snurk Work.
Hear it?
I'm sorry. Back. Change that around. Here is the new single Snurk Work by the band Dig Deep.
There you go. Yeah, it could be either way, really. It's hard to tell. Anyway, here it is. We'll be back in a sec. Stay tuned.
You despise, and if you look-
Wow, that was a mix of things, wasn't it?
It was right there in the middle. All of a sudden, it turns into something different, and then goes back to being what you were expecting it to be in the whole time.
Sure.
So, Andreas, sorry I played this a week earlier than you were expecting, but hope you still have a great birthday. One Earth week from tomorrow.
Yes, birthdays are good. You should celebrate them and have fun with them and all of that stuff, man.
Totally.
Don't let anyone tell you any different. All right.
Totally.
I think it's app time. Ooh, look at that sound. I hear a sound. This is a good sign. Good sign, everybody.
App slapping.
All right, time for us to review a couple of apps that we found during the week. Something we think we like that we want to recommend to you necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, is there a new Arcade Fire album out? I didn't know that. Someone just sent me a text saying, "Have you heard the new Arcade Fire album?"
I have not.
All right. Well, that's neither here nor there. That is nothing about what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is a game, and it's a game I'm totally digging on. It's called The Muscle Hustle.
Okay.
All right. And it's made by Fox Glove Studios, and it is a wrestling game, but not how you might expect. Here's a little sound. There's a little wrestling music, you know. Sounds like a pay-per-view on WWE.
It does, yes.
And as you can see on the screen here, folks, it's some wrestler dudes and a lady there, and that's great. The way this board game works is it's like, do you ever play, not air hockey.
I do play that.
Oh.
Skee-ball?
No. There's another kind of thing where it's like discs on a flat surface and you're trying to knock others around and stuff. Oh,
but it's not air hockey.
Because there's like no goal. Because this thing doesn't have a goal hole. You know, like a slot on each side for goals.
I know what a goal hole is. I know what a goal hole is.
Yeah, you've been there. You've seen it.
Shuffleboard. Yes.
Shuffleboard. There. That's right. What I meant. It's like shuffleboard, except with a bunch of wrestler dudes and ladies. And
really?
The way it works is you start a match. And you have your wrestlers, and like almost every other game right now on mobile, you unlock and can open up additional wrestlers, and they have different moves, and they have higher levels, and it's that whole thing, you know, collect them all and get all the best ones and that sort of thing. But
yeah,
where this game's really shining for me is each of your little pogs, they look like little discs, have the picture of the wrestler's face on them, and then they have an ability. And some may have more than one ability, but for the most part, that's like one ability. And when your pogs are on this table, you hold down the thing and you flick it as hard as you want toward the opposing player, who are also little pog discs things, and you hit them and it hurts them. You're trying to get all their hit points gone. But also, you have other abilities. Like if I hit this lady that is mine, she's on my team. If I tag team her on my way up to hit the other guy and successfully hit her on the way and hit him, she yells and creates like almost like a battle cry buff. And means okay. I hit the dude for more than I would have normally if I didn't have her.
Like combined power against the dude you end up hitting.
Yeah, like a chain reaction kind of thing.
Gotcha. Okay. And so what you're trying to do is like almost like pool, except again, no goal holes.
Yeah. Yes.
But kind of like where it's like, all right, if I bank off of these other two of my own pucks,
right,
then hit the other dude, then it's going to take him out kind of thing,
right? And then you've got this one guy, I have this one character, if I bump him into a corner, he'll stay in that corner until I've finished my move, and then he'll jump off the ropes. It's as if he's up on the ropes kind of wrestling style, and now he'll leap from the corner and go rah, and then come land on the closest pog.
I kind of like this. I'm looking at it right now. You know, I'm not a big fan of like wrestling, but these aren't like your. These are anime wrestlers.
Oh
these
yeah, all like fake.
Andre
you know.
The Giant and yeah. The Undertaker and stuff like that. These are like
it's all fake.
She looks like M. Bison is a woman with cleavage, and then you've got Joe Musclehead dude and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
totally.
This.
And you can train. You can do like gear. They have gear drops, so you can like. You know, the one guy gets a couple of
cool.
guy gets a hand weight so that when he's working out, he's got extra strength or whatever. Like, it's goofy, but I really like it.
And it's PvP, so like you're playing, you could play live against other people.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, there's a campaign single player if you want, but there's also PvP in there as well. Yeah, it's really, really, really cool. And I had a hard time deciding between talking about this game and talking about the new South Park game, because the South Park game, you know that game you were playing just a little while ago where it's kind of like Clash Royale except side to side. What were you? Yes. What was that game you recommended?
Was that the Marvel one?
Oh, it was Marvel, right?
Yeah, Avengers Alliance.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Anyway.
Oh, yes, it is. Right, the Fractured But Whole is a lot like that. Is there a mobile version of Fractured?
It's not Fractured But Whole. It's called South Park Destroyer of Phones or something.
Oh, really?
Okay. And it's like it's a totally different game, but it plays like Clash Royale except side to side. Is kind of how it plays.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So
just came out yesterday. Just barely hit.
Phone Destroyer, South Park Phone Destroyer.
Yep, that's the one.
Oh, it's funny because there are parts of Fractured But Whole.
Uh-huh.
I guess me putting the pause between Fractured and But really doesn't help.
No.
It's Fractured But Whole.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's Fractured But Whole.
It's not like I'm on stage at BlizzCon saying buttholes. Come right. on, I mean, you know.
Hey, wait, did we know someone who did that? Somebody must have done that.
We might have, yeah, we might have.
I got to say Panda Butthole, and I got to say Shit Wizard Khadgar. Got to say those two things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
They didn't bleep me or anything, so that was good.
Well, right, in the virtual ticket.
I thought maybe they were going to come after me after I did it, and later I went, oh, I'll bet they have some. But they never told me if they had any kind of standards or anything. So.
Oh, this looks great.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. The by the way, the South Park thing is totally South Park. Like, it's animated, yeah. like straight up pretty cool.
I've gotten three things now during our little...
Three things for this one wrestling game recommendation.
Right.
The wrestling game recommendation is also very quick. It's very get in, get out. Like, it's perfect for mobile. It is on both Android and iOS. So hop out there and get it if your phone is capable of playing it. Again, that is the Muscle Hustle. Cool. It's got a the in front. Brian, what'd you bring today?
I've got it's hard to call it a game, but it is a game that is available on both iOS and Google Play, so you can get it for your iPhones and your Androids. Mm. It's hard to call it a game, but it is definitely a game. It's called Black Bar.
Mm.
And you know how you're looking at those government documents and they've got the items that are redacted and covered up with a black bar?
Sure.
You're playing a person who is figuring out what those black bars are based on the context.
Mm.
So you're given a letter. Let me pull one up here.
What's this called again? What's the name?
It's called Black Bar. One word, Black Bar.
Black Bar. Right.
And it says, Dear V, I finally got a spare minute to write to you like I promised I would. Moving to the big city was a lot of work. Can't complain. Oh, just so you know, all my messages have got to go through the Department of Communication first. So some of my writing may be, and then there's a black bar over the word that's missing.
Mm.
And you have to guess based on the length of the black bar and the context of the stuff around it. And the rest of the letter's content to figure out what that word that's missing is.
Mm. Okay.
It's $2.99. I've been having a blast with it. It's perfect for the iPhone, like a pick up and play. Like, all right, I got a minute here. Let's see if I can. And basically, once you complete one letter, you get another letter to do. And it's great. I'm blank. We didn't get to talk on the phone. Well, of course, that first one's going to be sorry. We didn't get to talk on the phone.
And are the black bars roughly the character?
They are, okay. and it's typewritten, so it's, you know, if it's five characters wide, even if one of those characters is a lowercase I, it's still going to be the same width. So, again, you can kind of figure it out based on that. So, right, like he can see this letter here that I've got to fill out.
Oh yeah, look at that.
And so you just read the context around it.
And is it like does it have the feeling of like Wheel of Fortune sort of thing, you know, where you're unveiling letters and if you guess,
you don't find out if you're right until you type in the whole word.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't know how generous it is if you come up with a word that is a synonym and has the same number of letters, if it just gives it to you. But so far... there's only been one word that I'm like, oh, I thought that would have been the right one. Oh no, I'll back up and I'll try another word. Oh, that's the right one.
Hmm.
So it's fun. I mean, it's it's a really cool, different take on the typical word game.
It feels like a combination of all the things you like. It's kind of a trivia game in a way because you're
kind of
trying to find the answer to a missing piece. It's not exactly trivia, but There's that, and then there's the whole, I don't know, you always like a good word game anyway. Like, this feels like Brian Ibbett's game. Like, they made one for you is what they did.
Totally is. And it's it tells a story. So, like, as you're going through these letters and reading them, a story unfolds, and you start finding out why some of these words are redacted, and it gets really, really cool. It's a very clever game. It's very much, I'd say, more like what was the spy one that I Device 6, I think.
Oh yeah, I remember
which
that.
Which was one of my favorite iOS games of all time. It's very much like that, where the story is the game, and just going through the game unfolds this really, really rich story. So
yeah,
it's cool. Black Bar is the name. It's $2.99. So far, I'd say it's worth it. I'm really enjoying the hell out of it. And I don't know what it is on, how much it costs on Android, but I'm guessing it'd be about the same thing.
Yeah, it's on there though, right? Or available there?
It is available for both. Yes, okay. I did confirm that before we started.
Well, there you have it.
Black Bar.
Black Bar, not the kind you put over your boobies when you're trying to censor a booby. Not like that so much.
Or your eyes if you're hiding from the paparazzi.
Exactly. All right. Good pick. Good call. Let's dive into one of these.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Hey, it's where we answer your Twitter questions. That's right. The PM edition of the show has this fun little feature, and Russell, who's working on
that. See what I'm holding up? By the way, this is my new vertical mouse.
Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. How's that working?
It's all right. It's a very different thing to get used to, because with a regular mouse, you kind of keep the corner of your palm on the mouse pad and move that. With this one, you move your whole, you're moving your whole arm to get it where you want it to go. I could not work in Photoshop and Illustrator with this. Yeah, but for doing tech stuff and stuff, I can totally do it.
Well, that's interesting. How about gaming? Can you game with it or no?
I'm gonna try some World of Warcraft later with this thing, because the only thing, I can program. Yeah, I can still program these two buttons here to do like my my main thing is scroll wheel for attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously left click, right click. But I also want to make sure I've got a place for, because I use my thumb for press to voice, whatever you call it, push to talk.
Oh, right. Yeah.
In Discord. And so having that works.
Interesting. Well, all right then. Congratulations. Yeah. I'm curious how that's going to go. And like in a week, I want to say, are you used to it, you know?
Yeah. I don't think I can use it all day long, but I certainly can use it for half the day.
Does it, and if you haven't had it very long, I know, but have you noticed any improvement? Like,
no, okay. No, not yet, but I've barely been using it for a total of 3 hours yesterday afternoon and today.
Right. Well, that makes sense. Peter Fisher wrote in. I know you're shocked that Peter Fisher has the first question.
No way. Peter Fisher was first? That's crazy.
I know. It's insane.
Sorry, Captain Jackson wanted me to hold it up to the camera again. This is the Anchor model is the one I picked up.
Oh,
which
cool.
$13. I mean,
yeah. Anchor's cheap, man. I like all their stuff.
Their battery packs.
Mm-hmm.
My bag. When I went to BlizzCon, I might as well have just had the word Anchor printed on my bag. They should make a little Velcro thing that you stick on the front of your bag, because the contents are all Anchor.
I agree. Do they make cases? I wonder if they make phone cases. They should. They do, right?
Yeah.
Anchor phone.
I really derailed you.
So. You did. It's okay. I want to see what they got. Amazon Anchor phone case. Here we go. Oh, yeah, they totally do. I just have always, everything I've ever gotten from Anchor, totally been happy with it. Mm-hmm. Like, never let me down. It's like this weird brand that should be poo. Should be Chinese poo, but it's not. It's Chinese cake. Anyway, Peter Fisher says, some human taxi drivers take extra long routes to ramp up fares. What do robot taxis do to increase theirs? Maybe Coverville's trip to Vegas goes by way of Seattle.
Well, maybe.
The idea is that this would cut down on that sort of trickery, right? Because
I would think so. Yeah. I mean, if taxi drivers do what's called long hauling. If you ever go to Vegas and you have to take a taxi from the airport, number one, just do a Lyft. They're going to be cheaper and way better, cleaner. But if you get into a taxi at McCarran International Airport and you say, "Take me to whatever hotel on the Strip," and all of a sudden you're on the highway, you're being long hauled for extra money. If you go through a tunnel, you're being long hauled.
Yeah.
So you always get in. If you do a taxi, get into the taxi and say, take me to MGM Grand on the Strip and no tunnel, please.
Yeah.
Then they always say, oh, I never do that. I know the other taxi drivers do that. I never do that.
Yeah, I never do it. It's too much hassle to go under that.
Too much hassle.
All right.
But anyway, so what do robot drivers do.
They're not going to do anything. Unless, I mean, look, we're autonomous driving isn't the same as they figured out that they're alive and they're going to take us over. I think that we're still in charge.
Please connect your PayPal account while we are driving. Would you like a glass of or a bottle of water? Boop, boop, boop. Press here. That'll be $1.99.
Take out your wiener. Hubba, hubba.
Exactly.
Carrie wrote in. She says this. I don't want... It could be a dude, I guess. I don't know. I think it's a lady, though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't watch the video stream, so I have to ask. Is somebody eating pistachios during the show? What on earth is randomly popping and cracking on the show recently? All right. I have to take full credit for this.
Yes. Blame credit. You'll take it.
This thing right here?
Yeah, that's your putty, right?
It's
rock.
No, it's a stress putty thing.
Oh, it is the stress putty. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
It's just a different kind. I got a different color.
Yep.
This is the lava color.
Nice.
And it's cool because it has like translucent kind of lava thing going on. And it's
really
not
really cool. It kind of looks copper.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it is like a little gooey copper thing. And I like it, and I love to have it in my hand, and I like to mess around with it. Oh my gosh, take that out of context. But anyway, I like to hold it and stretch it. And
you and Louis C.K.
Yeah, I guess so. And what happens is I'll get like a nice little shape and go, wait, get it pop.
Oh, where you make it pop.
Yeah,
sure.
There'll be a, and I'm not meaning to necessarily, but air will get in here. Here we go. I won't do it now. I can't make it do it. It's only, oh, there's one.
There's one, yeah.
Yeah, so I will stop doing that. I realize that it's annoying. I'm going to quit doing it.
It's funny because you would think that, because here's number one rule of podcasting. Mm. You've got to have something on your desk that you're messing around with while you're recording.
Yep.
Whether it's my, you know, pen or my fidget spinner or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've always got a little tchotchke toy in my hand that I'm messing around with.
Right.
And so the quieter the better. You would think that putty would be the best one.
Yeah.
Like you think that no noises would come from putty. I guess the Pokemon Stress Ball should be the one you use.
That's
true. Use a Pokemon Stress Ball.
I need a round. Oh, that's great.
I choose you.
Oh, I'd love having
one.
Of those. Love to have one of those. But yeah, I mean, if I'm just sort of making a nice little ball and then poking at it, it's fine.
Yeah.
But when I start stretching it out and then wadding it together and squeezing it with my hand, I'm going to get air pocket stuff, and I got to keep doing that.
Shit.
Oh, what happened? Did you break something?
Oh, no. I dropped...
Oh, no.
I dropped my brand new...
What did you do? What happened?
I dropped my brand new Hearthstone power card... enamel pin into my coffee.
Oh no! How?
Because I was reaching for. I also have a Hearthstone stress ball, and leaning up against my Hearthstone stress ball was my new enamel pin.
Yeah.
One of 3,000 limited edition that I bought at BlizzCon. I mean, I'm sure it's fine. It's not, you know, it's not going to rust or anything.
No.
But just dropped it. It just rolled off the top of my desk. Boom, splat into my coffee.
I wouldn't drink it now because whoever handled that in China when they were making it had the Chinese pig flu or whatever. So you're gonna get the pig flu.
No.
Yeah. That coffee has seen its better days.
Oh, I'm still gonna drink that coffee. Come on now. It's ridiculous.
Gross. It's
really?
Good. Yeah, it's got some. Who knows who made that? Handled that? Pushed? Put it in your bag? Touched it? Zipped it up? It's not like some guy in a white freaking...
Smock, you know, Dr. Smock kind
of
thing.
Yeah, it's not like in a clean room somewhere in Langley. It was like, okay, we got to make sure this is completely 100%, you know.
I'll make another cup of coffee.
It's some dirty China, southern China piece of crappy little thing. I've been there. The Nike factory I was at that makes the left shoe smelled like pee the whole time I was there. So I'm just saying.
Right.
Let's see.
It looks like candy anyway. Look at that thing. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful pen. It's
very nice, right?
Yeah.
Note
to self, don't put it over the coffee.
There you go. Witch's Beard wants to know how we both got started in podcasting. What made you want to do it? Do you have any communications training?
I communicated with people, sure.
Yeah, I've been able to communicate. I mean, I didn't do any kind of like direct, I didn't take communications courses in school or college or anything. For me, it was just I wanted to make radio shows, and when this stuff started happening in the early aughts, I went, gotta do it, and I feel like you're the same. In fact, Brian pretty much predates most of us in that early 04 stuff.
Right. Well, not you. I mean, you were doing, before there was even podcasting, you were recording stuff with the, for the Doom, was
Unreal.
It Doom or was it Quake?
Unreal.
Unreal tournament stuff and putting that online.
So. Yeah, I was doing shows 98, 99, and then I did some stuff in 03. Like, I was doing it before all of that, but you beat me and almost everyone I know to the RSS punch. Like, that was, I was late to that by about 6 months.
Yeah, it was the same kind of thing. I mean, basically, I started listening to stuff like Daily Source Code and Evil Genius Chronicles and Don and Drew, and said, "Oh, I could totally do this, and I could make the radio show I'd always wanted to hear, which was an all cover song music podcast," and that's how that got started.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And then as far as, let's see, what was the other part of the question? Where is it? What made you want to do it? I was just obsessed. I just had to do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then we don't have communications training. We're just naturals.
No, the closest thing I've ever had was 2 years of being a wedding DJ, and that the only thing that really prepares you for is how to get people to come out and dance for the snowball dance.
Yep.
All right, grab a partner, and when the song changes, when I tell you, you're going to go out and get new partners and bring them back to the dance floor. Blah, blah, blah.
Do you have any video of this, by the way? I would love to see video of you doing your thing.
No, there probably is. I'm sure somebody's wedding video has. I mean, there's got to be lots of wedding video out there of people that have me in there.
I would be so into this. I would watch this.
I am going to tell you, Scott, here's a great big tease for next week. Sometime over the weekend, I'm going to rip this cassette that I found.
Oh, my Lord.
Which was a band that me and my buddy Scott from high school, I've always partnered up with Scott's, I don't know why, that we came up with called The Gerbs, and we do a couple covers. I play Casio keyboard. I have not listened to this thing in 20 years, probably. I forgot I even had it.
I'm all in. And this is a good time to do it because that tape ain't going to last forever. You got to get that off of there.
I need to rip it. So I've got my USB cassette player courtesy of Tonor.
Where do you get those? I need that.
Yeah, it's Amazon has them.
What's it called? Tonor?
Tonor. T-O-N-O-R. Tonor. Super USB cassette capture.
T-O-N-O-R. Tonor USB tape. Okay, let's see what I can find. Oh, they do have them. I should get one of these.
Yeah.
Because this has been a thing for me. This has been a problem. I have so many old weird tapes.
Cassettes. Yeah, exactly.
Of me when I was a kid running around making my... dude, the very first morning show I did, I was like 10. So I got to go. Nice. I got to go track that shit down and make a thing.
So over the weekend here, I'm going to be... ripping this thing. I can't even imagine what I should do. Is rip it and not listen to it while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we listen to it live on the show.
Oh, we should totally do that.
Like that. I don't have anything, any preparation, anything like that. Like I send you an audio file.
Yep.
Without listening to it and say, here we go.
I'm in. Count me in.
Total. Oh, I almost drank my pin crud coffee.
Yeah, you almost got somebody's nasty freaking fingers in there. I don't mean yours. Who cares about yours?
No, I had my nasty freaking fingers in there trying to get my pin out.
Yeah. Was that pin wrapped when you got it, or did somebody pull it off a thing at BlizzCon?
No, it was in this box right here.
Was it loose, or was it in a wrapping, some sort of plastic?
I was in that... there's not even like the circle tape that they use to close up the ends.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's not even that.
If you did like a black light test on that thing, CSI style, you would find some stuff. It would not be
so
good.
Not even wrapped in plastic.
Nope.
But a very nice, cool collector's edition box. That's kind of cool.
Limited
edition out of 3,000. All right, let's answer some more TMS questions.
Here's one. How about this one? Let's see. Star Wars The Last Jedi should be better. Empire Strikes Back quality. What are your hopes? Thanks for the great show, Scott and Brian, says number one. Number one.
Number one.
I need to
the comms.
Take a number two. Take the comm. I'm going to say that I'm very excited about Last Jedi. I think the fact that they announced that Rian Johnson will be doing a brand new Star Wars trilogy...
Mm-hmm.
For Disney/Lucas and... all that. I think that bodes well. I think that's them saying we have huge confidence in Rian Johnson based on this, the work he's done for Last Jedi. So they're very picky, and they will fire you in a heartbeat, as we've learned. If they don't think the Star Wars thing you're working on is going well, they must really be happy with Rian Johnson's efforts. So
yeah, and the TV series too. We haven't talked about that, but a new TV series on that Disney will probably, from all signs, looks like it's going to be kind of like the CBS All Access, like a streaming service from Disney that the Star Wars TV series will only appear on.
That makes sense.
Yep. That's and I'll you know, I'm hook, line, and sinker, I'm in.
Of course you would. So would I. Everybody will. That's a big, I mean, if you have the Star Wars license, hey, what better way to start a streaming service than have that headline it?
And if, seriously, if they get stuff like Clone Wars on there, if they get stuff like Rebels, Star Wars Rebels on there, then I'm in. I'm completely and totally in.
Yeah, that'd be
by
great.
The way, and kind of answer the question, Last Jedi, typically the second movies of the trilogies are better than the first. Mm-hmm. In the case of the first trilogy, it's the best of the three.
Yep.
There's argument over the prequel trilogy over which one's better, two or three. I think you and I differ on that one.
That's like saying which of the three wet turds you found in your backyard do you prefer to pick up? You know.
Anakin, I've got higher ground. You can't attack me. I've got the higher ground.
garbage movies, all three. All three are garbage movies. They're not good. Right.
But anyway, so I think I really liked Force Awakens, and I'm expecting this one to be better because they go dark. They always go darker in the second film. So.
Yeah, totally. Josh Fitzgerald, friend of the program and neighbor, wrote in and says, is it okay to fart in a public bathroom while using the urinal?
Oh, 100%. If you can't fart in a bathroom. Yeah, that, but... And that's my excuse. Like, let's say I'm in a airport bathroom, and I was... And let's say I'm at the urinal, which I was, and let's say I let one rip, which I did. This happened at John Wayne International before we left.
Great.
Because I know to go to the bathroom before I get on a plane. Let me just say that.
Yeah, the older of the Ibbots seem to have that all figured out.
Right.
Yeah.
But nobody else was in there. However, if someone was and they gave me a look because I farted while I was using the urinal, I'd say, seriously, farting in the bathroom? Is there a better place to fart than in the bathroom?
Well, all right.
Did you want me to do this while I'm in the plane confined to that little metal tube and you have to breathe all that?
People are weird. I think we all think that we'd all prefer to think that no one's farting ever, you know?
Right, of course.
But the average human being farts anywhere between 14 and 18 times a day, according to scientific statistics.
Wow.
And so we're all farting. We have to. It's how we do stuff. If we didn't, we'd die. Like, it's part of our anatomy. It's just what we do. So I'm with you on that in that regard. But when I've got like a full, like, especially after a flight gets out or a movie theater and everyone floods to the bathroom to pee, and now the whole wall of urinals is filled with people and somebody just cracks one off, it's just weird. It's a little weird, right?
Really?
A little. I mean, do you just go, purr, just like rip it?
Yeah.
Or do you try to like,
well, I mean, I won't like, I'm not going to bear down and try and butt trumpet that thing, but I am going to, you know, I'm not going to like, oh, let me try and do the thing where you, you know, really, really disguise it. And what you end up doing when you do that, by the way, is doing the squeaky balloon thing where it's like, like you're like letting little bits of it out, and it's making the whole thing worse because it's drawn out. It's just
okay. I know what I'm going to do from now on. Next time I'm in one of these situations and I'm standing at the urinal and it's time to let one go, I'm going to go, I'm going to push hard, make it loud, and I'm going to go, I'm going to
bear down
and I'm going to yell Teddy Roosevelt as I do it, and then nobody will hear it. They'll just think I'm crazy because I yelled Teddy Roosevelt.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson. this is great. This is a great idea.
We had a question in the chat room that we'll answer really quick. They asked, is there something going on in Vegas in 2018, a TMS thing? There is. The last weekend of April 2018 will be TMS Vegas. We don't have any other information yet. We're actually working right now in the process of nailing down venues and all that stuff, but we absolutely... So if you're trying to plan your vacation time now, that's a great weekend. to take off and plan for a Vegas trip.
Sure, and if any of you were saying, hey, wasn't Scott going to do some like small mini-style nerdtacular-ish sort of things? Mm-hmm. I think this is a good example of maybe how one of those might go. So, so come out and see us. We'll let you know more details as we get there. But yes, last weekend of April is the plan. My rooms are literally booked for that weekend, so it's a deal.
Oh, you've already booked your rooms. Wow. Yeah.
We're doing, I can't remember what Kim did. She either got a deal or we're doing our
timeshare.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah.
She may have gotten a deal though. I can't remember. Deal.
What we
though.
Should do is we should,
deal though, not deal, not deal, not the other word.
Deal though.
Yeah.
Deal though.
Yeah. Just making sure people heard that right. I don't want to get your email saying, Scott, you said dildo on the show.
You know what we could do is we could get me the Cosmopolitan $1,000 a night bungalow and have a big party there because that's like three levels, a hot tub.
Yeah.
Hotel room with a three levels hot tub, multi rooms.
Yeah.
And we'll just have the TMS thing right there.
Yep. Let's do it. $1,000. All we're right. done. We're in.
Perfect. Good.
Good. One night only.
That's Patreon level. Right. Yes. The next night I moved to the back room of the Shoney's.
Yep.
Basically.
Yep. There you go. All the bacon you can eat. Thank you everybody for playing Ask TMS. Hashtag Ask TMS is what you use. You can do that all week or best used on Thursdays and Fridays because, of course, now we're going to record on Fridays. So just a reminder, yes. Fridays, 1:30 p.m. Mountain Time will be the new recording time for TMS PM. That's still the same number of episodes a week, just a day different on the last one, which was the only – that's when I posted it anyway. So for you people at right. home that don't come live, you're getting it the same way you always got it. Patreon.com/TMS is our Patreon. Please support us there if you'd like to see the show grow and survive. Also, if you want to see it get to that game show thing, we'd really like to get there. So go check it out. Details are there. Patreon.com/TMS. For everything else, frogpants.com/TMS. All right, Brian, let's get out of here. Do you have a thing to do?
Let me mouse up to my tab with my song requests.
Great.
Oh,
in about 20 minutes the instant starts, I should say that. So if you guys are around still, you stay and set a spell. We're going
to
talk about World of Warcraft.
We'll listen to the instant.
Yes.
Tokido Kitensai
Whoa.
Says, "Hey Shiva and Demogorgon, no particular reason for this request other than it popped up randomly on Spotify and I thought it sounded cool." Oh, yeah, y'all finish this one. So whether you're reconsidering creeping in on that blind student in the class you're teaching or hoping Scott and Brian read your trolling tweet on the next TMS, please enjoy the song. Thank you for all the laughs. Signed, Tokido Kitensai. Before I get to the song, I do want to say also, Jake wrote in for his 30th birthday, wanted to hear a Ninja Sex Party song, and I forgot to read his request yesterday on the show, but that request that I played for Ninja Sex Party also goes out to him. He's been working customer service jobs since high school. Recently, in the last year, got his first job that gives vacation days. So he's got a hotel room. He's going out for his first paid vacation ever, and he's going to enjoy it. And he's loving the new Ninja Sex Party cover album as well. So happy birthday, Jake, aka Hilm Jake, or hi, I'm Jake in the Tadpool on Twitch. So happy birthday, Jake. Sorry nice. To get your read your thing yesterday. All right, back to Tokido Kitensai,
nice.
Who requested this. It is brand new, and I love it. It is the song Hello by Lionel Richie, covered by a band called Smoke Season. This is fantastic. Enjoy Smoke Season and Hello.
Hello and goodbye. We'll see you guys on Monday.
I've been alone with you inside my mind, and in my dreams I've kissed your lips 1,000 times. Sometimes I see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You're all I ever wanted, and my arms are open wide. And you know just what to say, and you know just what to do. And I wanna tell you so much. I love you. I long to see the sunlight in your hair and tell you
got to let you know. Cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Puerto Rico.
Oh. It's Puerto. Oh.